Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation, is Mr. Know-It-All.
John, I love your show.
I want to read just a couple more texts from our last segment. Oh, that's right, Elif. I shouldn't be playing this now, should I? Elif said, are you sure you want to play this song right now? And I said, yeah, you dummy. And then she looked at me like, okay. And now I realize we should be playing this right now. But it is a fun song. Let's live with this for a second, shall we? Here we go. 139. Steve, I was just looking back at some of the texts that came in the last half hour. We were talking, obviously, about is it right or wrong for the alderman to get free tickets to the White Sox home opener?
Free booze and tickets.
You think that's the premium there?
No, but it adds up. If you just gotten the ticket, you'd be under $50. So they included the food and booze.
John, it's, let's see here, John, what is it? It's more upsetting that Mike Madigan still has a job than that the aldermen are getting free tickets. I understand that. John, good for business is quid pro quo. John, it's the old joke. A man asks a woman if she would make love to him for $1 million. She says yes. He says, how about 20 bucks? She gets upset and says, what kind of girl do you think I am? He said, we've already established that. Now we're just haggling over price. Corruption is corruption regardless of the amount. Thank you, Jerry in South Haven. Yeah, I get it. Okay, it's 140. By the way, has the giraffe been born yet? No. Krista, the engineer, you know, who is kind of sitting here with me today?
Yeah.
Has been glued to giraffe cam. There's a pregnant giraffe in New York. I have this year been following eagle cam because eagles are laying eggs and the eggs are hatching. And that's kind of fun. They have cameras, you know, attached to trees that look down on these enormous bald eagle nests. And then it's just, you just watch. The eagles just sit there. Sometimes the male comes back and he's got a fish and they eat the fish. But it's just so interesting to see them live. And then the eggs get hatched and then the little babies pop out. And it's just amazing. It's really fun to watch. But it's amazing how long you can just look at a bird sitting there and find it fascinating. You get hooked on eagle cam and your life is over. You don't come back. But now there's giraffe cam. Giraffe cam. And by the way, Steve, at any given point, hundreds of thousands of people in this country are looking at giraffe cam. It's a giraffe standing in a pen that's pregnant. And any day, any moment now, she's going to have that little baby giraffe. I don't know if the baby falls, like down, or if she lays down and has it, or how exactly that goes.
Well, you better start watching. You're going to miss it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm now finding myself thinking, I want to watch giraffe cam. Holy cow, you've got a giraffe in a pen I can just watch all day? I'm in. Hey, I watched The Bachelor's final episode last night. I'm capable of anything.
I was going to say, that's on TV. That's why people are watching giraffe cam.
I'm telling you. So get a load of this. There's a petition calling on the NFL to require all players to stand during the national anthem. They're going to deliver the petition to the NFL when they have their meetings in New York. They have the competition committee meetings at the end of this month. So there's thousands of people that have signed on to this petition, which has been hosted on a website called standunited.org. And it's asking the NFL to follow in the footsteps of other major league sports, such as the NBA and most recently MLS soccer, to require the players to stand for the national anthem before games. I didn't know that the NBA is requiring that. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
No, it says the NBA here, Elif. I know this is about the NFL, but the NBA is already doing it, evidently, and so I guess, too, is Major League Soccer. So on a phone line is Angela Morabito, and Angela is on line 7. Angela, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome to the program. So, first of all, just is that correct? So, like, the NBA does this? Soccer does this as well?
That's right. So, the NBA requires all of their players to stand when the national anthem is played before each game. And just within the past couple weeks, the MLS decided to follow suit and make that same decision, requiring players to stand.
What happens if they don't in those instances? Do you know?
So I don't know specifics, but I would imagine that there is some sort of penalty or fine applied to that player, just as if it were a uniform violation or something else that's not, you know, a foul during gameplay, but is still against the league rules.
And I guess that's legal, huh? The players can't say, no, that's a First Amendment right, and you can't restrict that?
That's right. This is completely legal to do because the players are employees of a private organization, being the team that operates within a league. You know, those are private organizations, and they are allowed to make that rule that says, you know, we want you to stand.
Why do you want the NFL to adopt this rule?
Sure. So our petitioners, and we've got well over 10,000 people who have signed this petition, and one of the things that keeps coming up over and over again is the issue of paid patriotism in major league sports, where the leagues will charge the U.S. military, meaning they're using our taxpayer dollars, to do, you know, the presentation of the colors and to do, you know, the jet flyovers at some of the bigger games, even just to run ads. Those have to be purchased. So you have the, you know, effectively the military who's helping fund these things to make it happen. We think that the least these people could do is just stand for the anthem.
Yeah, that's a whole separate controversy, isn't it? When people found out in the last couple of years that when they do an honor, when they do a tribute to the some member of the service or do a color guard presentation before a game, that that's actually paid for by the military, people lost their minds. They couldn't believe it. And some of the teams said, no, we don't mind. We're cool with that. But even the military itself didn't seem to mind. They didn't think they were being fleeced because they said, we have marketing dollars, and there's a lot of young men and women who are our audience that go to or watch the games. So they thought it was good promotions. But most other people didn't feel that way. Most people think it's an appropriate tribute, say, but no money should be changing hands in those circumstances.
Absolutely. I mean, if you wanted to do something to honor the military, that's great. Awesome. We hope the leagues will continue to do that and show their support in that way. But, you know, charging them for it is a big issue. And most of the protests didn't even have to do with the national anthem itself. You'll remember that Colin Kaepernick took a knee and got lots of other players to follow suit because of police brutality. While he is in a stadium, that is being guarded by lots of police.
I understand that. So, but I mean, all right, and this really starts with Colin Kaepernick, right? Is that what got this conversation in your mind going, Angela?
Yes, he was the catalyst. Sure.
And to be honest with you, I understand people who understand him. I cannot relate enough to the experience of a black person, and I don't know exactly what's going through Colin Kaepernick's mind. I don't think he was looking to make his life more miserable. I believe that his statement, however misguided, was at least principled. He had a point, and he was not making it well. But I want to reserve his right to do that. That's me personally, Angela. I think you and I are going to be obviously on different places on this. I think that while maybe he shouldn't do that, I don't know that I love the team or the league forbidding him from doing that.
Right. And, you know, there's definitely two sides on this issue. But what this petition does is it only asks them to stand during the song out of respect for American traditions and the U.S. military. It does not prohibit or preclude or even do anything to discourage him from speaking out about the issue of police brutality.
Well,
you know, athletes, celebrities, they have a voice. You know, you might as well use it, but use it for good and use it on your own time.
What do you think
about
that?
Being paid.
Yeah.
You know, do it outside of your job as a football player. If he wants to, you know, speak out about that on his own time, as many other athletes and famous people, celebrities do, that's great. Just don't do it while you're on a movie set or on the playing field. You know, there you're there to do a job, and you ought to, you know, be respectful while you're there.
What does it mean for you? What does it mean to stand up for the national anthem? What does that mean to you?
It means that you have a respect for the United States.
No, hold on. If I may, I think he means literally. Is that what you mean, Steve? Literally?
No, I mean, what does it represent? If you're standing there, you're saying it shows that you have respect for the United States, love of country, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to take that to the next step, it's respect for the people who make this country what it is and the people who protect this country.
So here's my question. Doesn't it mean less than if you're forcing people to do it?
You know, there's a good argument there. There absolutely is. But what it does is it keeps the focus on that moment of being thankful for life in America while this song is played. And it keeps the focus from being taken by, oh, I wonder who's kneeling this week.
It is interesting because you'll have 70,000 people standing, singing the song hand over heart, totally buying into the moment. And then it's been a very difficult call, I think, for the directors of these games, the guys that are actually calling the shots from the camera booth, going, OK, do I focus on the 70,000 or do I focus on the one, especially if the one is Colin Kaepernick? But maybe it's some other lineman that we don't know that well. Maybe it's a second string guy. He's making this protest. Should you give him that or not? That's a whole nother conversation, isn't it? But I'm intrigued by Steve's point, because I thought you were going to say, Steve, what does that mean literally? Like, say I'm standing there, but I hold my fist up. Am I in trouble again? Say I'm standing there, but I look down at my feet. Say I stand there and I don't take my helmet off. Have you sort of managed all the other possible protests that could occur here, Angela?
You know, that is something for the NFL to tackle. Their rule book is extremely specific, even down to the celebration dances and what's allowed and what's not. So we have no doubt that if they choose to pick up this issue, and we hope that they will, that they'll be very specific of helmet off, hands at your side or hand over your heart. Like, don't try and step out in this moment because it's fair for the country. And, you know, you're exactly right that there could be 70,000 people who are standing with their hand over their heart and hats off and they are being respectful. But nobody on the news is going to talk about those people. They're going to talk about the one guy who kneeled. So it's about making the moment, you know, maintaining that climate of respect.
OK, stay right there, Angela. We'll take a couple calls for you in just a minute. 312-981-7200, almost 150. This is WGN. We're visiting with Angela Morabito, and she's with an organization called Stand. It's called, what is the organization called? StandUnited.org. And they want the NFL, like the NBA and Major League Soccer, to force the players. I guess they can't physically force them, but they'd have to pay a fine if they don't comply. Force the players to stand up for the national anthem. Angela, we'll take some phone calls for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, we'll start with Jan on line one. Hi, Jan, you're on the air. What did you want to say?
Well, first of all, the national anthem wasn't always sung at sporting events. There was a reason for it. But I wanted to speak to the fact that two players from the University of Wisconsin-Madison have chosen to stand. They stand with their heads bowed, but they stand back behind the players. And they've been respected for that. Nigel Hayes, who's a black fellow, and Bronson Koenig, who's a part Indian. And they've also gone out to the pipeline, and they have protested there. So they've been respected. And the other part of it is, if we're going to talk about our service people, what do they fight for? They fight for our ability to speak and to
protest,
stand where we want to stand. That's the principles they're fighting for.
Yeah, hold on a second, Jan. That's a really, really good point. I want her to respond to that. I mean, at the end of the day, Angela, the protest is very American. What about that?
Absolutely. So, I mean, ultimately, this is a question about etiquette. Either the NFL wants its people to stand for the anthem, or they say, do whatever you want. So the two Wisconsin-Madison players, that's interesting that they would stand behind the rest of the team. I've heard of people, even at the high school level, who would rather just stay in the locker room. And, you know, that's okay. They're absolutely within their right to do that, just as Colin Kaepernick is within his right to take a knee. But, you know, this is something that the league is allowing to happen that they could easily prevent. And they're either going to choose to put a stop to it or they're going to choose to let it happen. You know, that's really what this comes down to. And yeah, people have the right to protest. But is it a right that your employer should let you use when you're disrupting a moment that is supposed to be about the country?
Well, I think that's Jeremy's point, too. I mean, Jeremy, you want to say that it's kind of an employer-employee thing, right?
That's correct. I feel like if he's working for the team, then he ought to be doing what they ask of him. That's what he's getting paid for.
Interesting point. Jeremy, thank you for the call. Gail, you're on WGN. What do you want to say? I'm sorry, this is Dottie. Dottie, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, John. I wanted to say exactly what she said. The issue is because they're out in front of a national audience. Let them stay in the locker room if they choose to during the national anthem. And then after it's over, come out very quietly and take their place on the sidelines. And that way it wouldn't be this national televised thing. You know, you're protesting, but you're protesting by staying in the locker room.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. Okay, well, listen, here's the deal. The meeting is in the end of the month, March 27th through the 29th. NFL will be meeting at their competition committee meetings in New York. That's where they'll get this petition, and that's when this story will probably resurface. Angela, it's a pleasure talking to you today. I can tell your heart and head are really into this. Maybe we'll visit again down the road.
Sounds good. Yeah, Stand United covers all kinds of different petition issues. Very, very respectful of national traditions, of police and national security, individual rights and liberties. So this is just one of many issues that Stand United covers, and we hope that people will check it out.
StandUnited.org. Angela, thanks for your time. We'll visit again then.
Thank you very much.